This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Earlier, like I said, you can't walk within 20 feet without running into a Hall of Famer. Thurman Thomas, and you remember him. He went to four straight Super Bowls with the Buffalo Bills as their running back behind Jim Kelly. A fantastic career, and he was out here doing a little repping going on and had a chance to catch up with Thurman Thomas. Take a listen. First of all, guys, thanks for stopping by. I know you guys are coming by with Blue Buffalo and saying hello and kind of running. So we got three dogs, okay? So we go through a boatload of food anyway, so we'll get into the Blue Buffalo aspect of this. But, you know, we because I've always said that our pooper scoop, we have to hire a service because it comes in. We got big dogs, so it comes in with like a backhoe. You know, so if you own Blue Buffalo, is there anything that makes it smaller?
Unfortunately not. It comes out healthier, but it can't make it smaller.
Comes out healthier, but it can't make it. That is awesome.
That is awesome.
It should be. Oh, my God.
First of all, thanks for coming by. Thurman, how you doing, man?
Doing great.
Yeah?
Man. Doing great.
You look good?
Yeah, feeling good. You know, it's an exciting time for, you know, me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, it's a Super Bowl, right?
Okay.
You know, even though the times weren't great at the ending, but
right.
It's Super Bowl time of the year, and, you know, you get to talk about, you know, some of the bad memories and some of the good memories. So, but like I said, I'm here with Blue Buffalo, you know, today and really having a great time today.
I was just talking to Mark O'Meara, and he had said, I asked him because some guy said, you know, I never want to come here and lose it. Otherwise, I just don't want to make it.
Right.
You've obviously had that opportunity.
Yeah.
Would you trade any of that away just to say I don't want to feel that pain? Or do you say, no, I was a four-time Super Bowl guy?
No, I was a four-Super Bowl type guy. Yeah. I think the players that I played with during those 4 years, they'll say the same thing. You know, we're a part of it. We're a part of history, whether you like it or not. Whether you won or lost four Super Bowls in a row, you're a part of history.
Right.
And so, you know, I like actually coming because we don't shy away from it. We know the ending of it. You know, we've had some great players that have left that team and went into the Hall of Fame or Hall of Fame coach, Marv Levy, Bill Polian. And so,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I would rather be up here talking about what it was like to play in it. Yes, the disappointment, but I would not be wanting to sit here and say, man, with all that talent, we never even got to the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, at least we had an opportunity to win one. Yes, we didn't, but I think if you look at the work that we put over in those 4 years, it was outstanding. It was some good times and some bad times.
Yeah. So getting to kind of travel around and do this, but you're bumping into everybody as you walk by. This is kind of a neat thing because you get a chance to mix and mingle with all these guys too and hang out with this guy.
To me, it's such a pleasure. I mean, being down here, came down for the Wounded Warrior amputee football game.
Which was great last night.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what. Now, this is going to continue. It's been going on for now 6 years, I think it has
been. Yes,
sir. And they got to put it in a bigger venue.
Oh,
that little arena that was in last night just didn't hold everybody. That place was fantastic.
It was actually good for the players, though. Me not being in the best shape. The field being shorter, that was not bad.
It was
but for me, it was an absolute thrill. I mean, to be amongst, you know, these great warriors that sacrificed so much for our country. And just it was a ton of fun. So
it was interesting.
Really, really honored.
When you say that, they did not expect that kind of a crowd last night.
Really?
And the amount of people that came out to show support for that, it's grown every year.
It's always
something that we're talking about. We get, you know, Rocky Blyer comes on and promotes the heck out of it and everything. And,
yeah.
But it's grown every year, and every year it gets bigger. The first year we went 6 years ago, I think there was maybe 15 people there watching, and then the cameras, obviously. This year there was more than 400 or 500 that were there to see this thing. And it was really a cool
one. Yeah, I heard Ryan Leaf and Jeff Garcia, you know.
Hey, Garcia's running.
Just from hearing some of the that went on last night, it was like, this must have been a pretty exciting game. And yeah. They said Jeff Garcia was like taking it like a real game.
He's stiff arming people. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to have to get – I'm going to have to – I think the Super Bowl is in, what, Miami next year?
It is Miami.
It is in Miami next year. I'm going to have to go to the game next year.
Tampa. So two warm climates. And then out to L.A. after that.
It's just amazing, though, just to see – when you pull it up on YouTube, just to see these athletes.
Yeah.
And wearing their prosthetics and how they just kind of go even like going through – it's like real body movement.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable to watch those guys.
Give me if I had to ask you about a Super Bowl, just when I say Super Bowl and your playing career, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
The first thing that comes to mind,
if I just say the word Super Bowl and you just start to think back memory wise, first thing that comes to mind.
I mean, there's good.
Was it Whitney's national anthem?
That would probably be the one. That I probably will
remember.
That's
the one whenever they say Buffalo Bills Super Bowl, that's the first thing I think of.
That's the first one they think of. I mean, because at that year, you had kind of two teams that were red, white, and blue, the Giants. Right. You know, it was Desert Storm at that moment, and Whitney Houston sung a phenomenal national anthem. So, I mean, it was just kind of great that week to kind of sit back and, like, you know, these are the servicemen that take care of us, you know. I mean, they're at our hotel. They're going to our practices, you know. It wasn't the way that we thought it was going to be, but just having them protect us and seeing them every time you're going to the hotel, how you doing, and just talking to them, you know, felt safe.
Yeah.
But that Super Bowl is probably the most, when you talk about Super Bowl, the one that I remember the most.
Before we talk about your sponsor here real quick, the run game itself in the National Football League. Now, you got a guy like Todd Gurley who's here, who's multi-purposed.
Right.
We're in the Green Bay area. They've got now a kind of a tandem back situation.
Right.
You're seeing the fullback go by the wayside. How much has the run game changed since you played?
It's changed a lot. And I think it's changed a lot only from the fact that, you know what, think about the quarterbacks that we've had here over the past 15 years. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. I mean, you can throw Eli in there, Drew Brees. These guys throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They throw the ball. And they're most dangerous when they get a running game. Now, a lot of these teams or players haven't had that running game. But you look at the running game now, it's a big part of New England's offense right now.
Yeah.
And I really like the aspect of the running game coming back into the game, into the fold of the mix, because I don't think you know about these quarterbacks just yet. And so you have to rely on something else. And it is the running game. And I think Cleveland done it well with their two running backs. So, you know, it's kind of a thing, you know, like you say, the fullback is – they've really been talking about the running back kind of disappearing from the game. You know? But they've come back into the flow because I think it's now you have to have offensive linemen that can pass block, but they can also run block too. And that perfect example is New England. Last 2 weeks, they run the football better than anybody in the National Football League.
And they stuck it down Kansas City's throat in the last runs right down there.
Right
absolutely.
There.
Talking with the great Thurman Thomas, also Chris Bishop from Blue Buffalo. So tell me about the product because this thing just exploded.
Yeah.
I don't know how to. We're gonna begin with that in a different way, and we're gonna end with that.
Been around for 15 years. My father and brother and I just sitting in a bar, coming up with different ideas and what we wanted to do.
Right.
We knew we loved dogs, and doing research. You know,
do you go from just kind of sitting in a bar to, oh, by the way, we're gonna make some dog food and do it right?
Be the biggest company in the world.
Yeah.
It really starts simple, you know, and knowing that you want to do the best for pets and pet parents. It was that simple.
Did you have a background in this?
No, we didn't at all. We had Sobe Beverages with a couple other buddies that we ended up selling to Pepsi. We helped start that company.
Were you drunk looking at nachos or something going, man, Rover at home would love this.
Yeah. No, we weren't drunk, but we had a couple beers. But
all it takes.
How many great things have come from that, though?
Exactly.
Think about
right.
It. That's
right.
When you're most creative.
Drawn on a napkin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep,
yeah.
Absolutely.
But then you have your wife saying, hey, why are you drinking every day? I'm trying to come up with an idea.
Because I'm a freaking genius.
Yeah.
That's why.
But we feel very lucky. I mean, over time, it just grew, you know, we're really happy to be main sponsors of also Sierra Delta, which is a wonderful, wonderful organization that really pairs our veterans with
service dogs.
Service dogs, exactly.
Yeah.
We have our partner providers, and they train the dogs, and It's such a joy. I'm actually on the board of that organization, and it's just something that we want to really blow up and make it even bigger. And our vets really need that help.
Yeah,
it's a shortage for service dogs for our vets too.
Yes, sir.
And you know, that's why Sierra Delta has been a big partnership in this. You know, they provide the service dogs, and you know, there's a shortage of them.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, and we really do need them for our vets when they come back over here. Because I mean, I was telling somebody earlier. You know, my daughter suffers from mental health issues, and we got a rescue dog. It's been the best thing ever for her. You know, and our servicemen and women need this when they come back over here.
Can you take dogs out of shelters and turn them into?
You can.
Service dogs?
I think a lot of times,
considering there's a shortage, and then a lot of these shelters saying, "Hey, we're over full. Can you come and help us adopt?"
I mean, I think you can. I mean,
because eventually you'd like to intertwine the two.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think you don't really need to have a fully trained dog to help a veteran,
right?
Yeah.
Because you know, just you know, we haven't gone through. You and I, or Thurman hasn't gone through those kind of trauma, but we get these great. You know, they're calming to us. They're the best listeners. You know, they give me this great. You know, camaraderie. And it does so with the fully trained dogs are about $30,000, so we help defray that cost.
That's awesome.
And my man BJ, who runs it, BJ Ganim, he knows what the vets need. So when we have a partner provider and the vets, it's a great combination.
Yeah, they're therapeutic. They're great. And then when they chew up something on my wife's and I or like a shoe, then it's exercise because you chase them.
Exactly.
Around the house.
Since my wife and I have had kids, we've always had a dog. We got, we're right now at number 10.
Wow.
Number 10. Wow. We had a dog that lived, he was 19 years old.
Wow. That's
dogs awesome. Are a part of our lives.
Yeah.
They really are family members.
They really are family members.
They absolutely
I keep
are.
Telling my wife, said, when can we get some grandkids instead of getting these dogs all the time?
That's great.
There you go, the great Thurman Thomas joining us for a couple of minutes here at the Schneider Super Studios here on Radio Row.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.